Secretary of State Colin Powell is on official business in Europe. Lately, in between his meetings with diplomats and world leaders, Powell has a new routine on his foreign trips, visiting with young people and talking up U.S. policy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman went along yesterday as he visited a school in Berlin.
This is a classic Powell moment. Sitting on a stool in a high school gymnasium, he tries to avoid the formal introductions and loosen up the crowd.
What are you going to do when you
are finished? I want to be a diplomat.
You want to be a diplomat? You want to be one of Joschka Fischer's job?
Not really. No, thank you. So my question is, even though we do share the same values and tradition of democracy, I think from our point of view, we have drifted apart, Europe and America, not only over the question of Iraq, but also over economy. So where do you think that way is leading?
I think things are changing, but I don't know about drifting apart.
The question by the 18-year-old future diplomat Sasha Stroop gave Powell the chance to talk about how he believes U.S. and Germany have overcome their sharp disputes on Iraq and are working as partners in Afghanistan and elsewhere. But the students persisted. 18-year-old Philip Wangel, a guitar player and Metallica fan, asked Powell about the sharp-witted filmmaker Michael Moore, whose books, including Stupid White Men, have been bestsellers here.
You probably know the author Michael Moore. What do you think of his books and what do you think of his opinion? He's renowned to be a critic of the Bush government of America.
Well, I'm not that familiar with his work, but I understand it's familiar work to all of you students. Is there a specific aspect of Mr. Moore's criticism that you want me to talk to, or just his general dislike?
There was U.S. oil interest in Iraq.
If the suggestion is that the United States went into Iraq to get control of the oil and use the oil for our own purposes, or to exploit the oil of Iraq, he's wrong.
Powell's talk at the Max Planck High School was in part a public diplomacy offensive to counter the anti-American views in Europe, and in part motivational. He spoke about his own career, about his parents who were immigrants from Jamaica, about racism in America, and even about his weekend activities.
I'll play in my garage and work on my cars. For me, it's very relaxing to work on my cars because unlike political problems, which sometimes are very difficult to solve, when my car doesn't start, I know what I have to do. I can figure it out quickly.
Most of the students in the Berlin High School said they were impressed by Powell's personal candor, but add he didn't change their views about the Bush administration or the war in Iraq. As one student put it, Powell's the one the U.S. sends overseas to calm people down. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.